expression of God's heart.
今天早上，我们的主题是神的新的一个表现。
If you would like to open your Bibles, if you'd like to follow along in your own Bible, we'll be in Matthew chapter 25 this morning, or on your phone. If you were here last Sunday, we looked at the story of Nicodemus in John chapter
3.
And we talked about, if you remember from last week, we talked about what it means to be born again.
我们上礼拜讲到尼哥底母，讲到他的重生。
I promise you that I won't give you the entire message again right now.
我们今天不会再重新讲这个信息。
But I can summarize it for you in just a few sentences.
但是我会简短的把他上礼拜的信息结论一下。
Because being born again relates to the message this morning.
因为重生跟今天的信息有关。
In part, becoming a Christian means that the Holy Spirit has given you a spiritual birth.
成为一个基督徒是表示圣灵在圣灵里面重生。
The difference for a Christian is that a Christian has not only been born physically, but a Christian has also been born spiritually.
成为一个基督徒。 是不只是他们在肉体上面已经被生出来了，而且已经在圣灵里面得到一个重生。
And we learned last week, as Scripture says in Ezekiel, that we have been given a new heart.
我们上礼拜讲到，在以西结里面讲，我们已经有给了一个神给我们一个新的心。
2 Corinthians says that if we are in Christ, we are a new creation.
哥林多前后书讲到，我们是一个基督徒，已经有一个新的创造。
But church is not just a new heart that we have in us.
但是我们并不是只有一个新的心。
We have a heart that begins to love what God loves.
我们有一个心。 是跟神一样，我们的心是跟神爱的人是一样的。
What happens is when you become a Christian is that God gives you His heart. We have God's heart in us.
当我们成为基督徒的时候，神就把他的心放到我们心里面，给我们一个神的心。
And so someone who has been born of the Spirit begins to see with different eyes.
所以一个重生的人呢，他开始看世界呢，就经过神的眼睛看世界。Someone
who is a new Christian begins to see the world around them and begins to see people in the same way that God sees the world and people.
所以一个刚刚重生得救的人，他能够看世界、看周遭的人，就跟神的眼光一样看周遭的世界跟周遭的人。
Likewise, someone who's been a Christian for some time, and I know for many of you, you've been a Christian for a number of years, it's the same.
对于我们已经是基督徒一段时间，相当时间的人，也是一样的。
God will still be transforming our eyes, transforming our heart to see the world and people the way that He sees them.
神也会继续的改变我们的心。 改变我们的眼光，所以我们看世界跟人的眼光一样。
But here's the question that we want to ask this morning is, so if we have God's heart in us, what is that heart? What is that heart?
所以我们今天早上就要问一个问题了，如果我们心里面有神的心在我们里面，那什么样，什么是神的心？
When God looks out into the world, when He looks out on people, what does He see when He looks at people?
当神看这个世界，看这个人的时候呢，他是看到什么样的事情？
What is it that God loves? What does His heart beat for? What does He love?
神的心是爱什么样的？神的心为什么事情感动？
So we're not going to be able to answer that question in whole. We'll be able to answer that question in part this morning.
我们今天早上不能把这个问题全部解答，但是我们可以解答一部分。
But our passage this morning reveals at least in part, what is God's heart? What makes his heart beat?
今天早上我们读的圣经里面就讲到最少一部分，这个神的心是什么样子的，神的心是怎么样的跳动。
Our passage this morning again is Matthew 25, verse 31.
今天早上的经节在马太福音25章31到40节。
It says this. I'll read it through once. You can follow along, and then we'll go walk back through it. It says this. But when the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, then he will sit upon his glorious throne. All the nations will be gathered in his presence, and he will separate the people as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will place the sheep at his right hand and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you fed me. I was thirsty, and you gave me a drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me into your home. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you cared for me. I was in prison, and you visited me. Then the righteous ones will reply, Lord, when did we ever see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink, or a stranger and show you hospitality, or naked and give you clothing? When did we ever see you sick or in prison and visit you? And the king will say, I tell you the truth. When you did it to one of the least of these my brothers and sisters, you were doing it to me. This is the word of the Lord. Our passage this morning has this backdrop. Let me give you kind of the background of why Jesus is speaking or how he's speaking this morning.
今天早上的这些经节就是一个在一个情况是耶稣在那边讲对他门徒讲话。
Jesus is talking about, he's having a conversation with his disciples about his return. Okay, his return.
他对他的门徒讲的这个话题呢是他要将来要再来的事情。
He has shared with the 12 about some of the events that will be accompanying his return.
他对这个十二个门徒讲述将来他再来的时候会发生什么事情。
And then he shared some saying and some parables, and he taught them to be ready and be prepared for his return.
他讲的有些是用比喻，有些是用直接的描述，讲到说你们要准备好，将来等我回来。
And now here in this passage, he shares with them. He's like, here's the blessing. Here's the blessing when I return. The church, this is the blessing that you'll receive when I return.
他说，他对他们说，将来我来的时候会有一个福气，就这个福气是我们教会会领受的。
And at the same time as he's sharing the blessing, we get to see a small portion of what's in God's heart.
在这个福气里面，我们就可以看到那个神的心的一小部分。
All right, let's look at his return. Okay, let's look at verse 31. Let's walk through it together. But when the Son of Man comes in his glory and the angels with him, then he will sit upon his glorious throne. All the nations will be gathered in his presence, and he'll separate out the shepherd will separate out the sheep from the goats. He will place the sheep at his right hand and the goats at his left hand.
这些经节讲到前面开始讲到说，当人子在他再来的时候呢，众天使降临的时候，他要坐在荣耀宝座上面，对所有的人呢都要到他面前，他要把他们分别出来，就是像牧羊人分别他的羊，绵羊和山羊一样，绵羊他要放在右边，山羊要放在左边。
And so church, what that's going to look like on the day when Jesus comes back is that he's going to be separating people out, separating out the sheep, those who know him, and he'll be separating out the goats, those who have not been born of the Spirit, and those who have never called on his name. There'll be a separation. On that day, one of the first things he'll do is like, let's like separate out.
当耶稣再回来的时候呢，他要做的事情就是会把这些绵羊还山羊，绵羊就是认识他的人，就是基督徒还有山羊，这些人不认识他，也从来没有呼求他的名的人，这些人要分开来，分开来，就是分开绵羊跟山羊。
Earlier in chapter 4, he talks about what that really will look like. What does that look like?
那时候讲到在那个在where is the passage? I'm sorry.
Oh, it's Matthew 24 that he talks about this.
Yeah, 马太二十四章里面讲到说这个时候情景会是什么样子。
Jesus said that two men will be working together in a field, and one will be taken, and the other will be left.
耶稣讲到那时候有两个人在田里面工作，有一个人会被提上去，一个人会留在原地。
Two women will be grinding flour at the mill, and one will be taken, and one will be left.
两个女人一在磨面粉，一个人会被提上去，一个人会留在原地。
You know, I'm trying to picture this in my head of what it would look like for us today, because we're not grinding flour, or most of us aren't grinding flour, and so I'm trying to look at like what is this? What would it look like? What would it be on that day when he returns? What will it look like?
那我就想象这个情况是什么样子呢？那天他来的时候。是有两个人，两个女人在那边磨面粉，会是这样子吗
？In my head, I have this meeting, a morning meeting at Chrysler. You know, some morning meeting that you normally go to, because they say it'll be just like every other day. People will not be expecting. It'll be like the day of Noah. People were getting married. People just doing normal things. They were just doing normal things.
这个这就像我们去这个时候你早上要去在克莱斯勒公司你们要开会，这个。这是很你意想不到的，就像平常一样，你就开会。这个是早上开会，就像平常一样。
And in that morning meeting, there'll be people there, and then there'll be some that are gone. You know, there'll be a morning meeting that's scheduled. Some will be there, and then some will just be taken up. They will be taken up. I don't know how that works. Do they go through the roof? do they step out first and then are raised up? I don't know. I don't know what that looks like.
就是让这个时候在开会的时候呢，有些人呢就留在那边，一些人就被提走了。我也不晓得他怎么样提走，是穿过屋顶呢，还是这些人走到外面去呢，被提上去。
But when Jesus is talking, it sounds like it's going to be that real. It'll be that real. It'll be like there'll be people in a meeting, and then there will just not be people in the meeting. And there'll be some that are just sitting at the table there, wondering like where did everyone go.
这讲了，这是像活就是活神活现的。这个时候发生的时候呢，有些人就被提走了，有些人就留在这边。
He's going to gather people up into the air with him as when he's coming down, he'll gather people up into the air, like pull people out.
他在天上，他就把这些人呢，就这样把他一起捞上去一样。
I had a mentor once. He used to always say to me, "I'll see you here, there, or I'll see you in the air."That's what he just said. Like, if I don't see you again, we'll see you like when you're like coming up and we're meeting Jesus together.
他说我们在这里吗？或者那里吗？不会的，在空中。
It's probably not as catchy in Mandarin as it is in English.
Difficult.
But here comes the blessing. Here comes the blessing. Look with me in verse 34. Verse 34.
看到三十四节呢，就看到这个福气。
Then the king will say to those on his right.Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the creation of the world.
三四节讲到，于是王呢要向那右边的说：“你们这蒙我父赐福的，可以来承受那创世以来为你们预备的国。”
Yeah, just as a side note, this is one of the rare places that Jesus refers to himself as king. There's very few places he'll say.Referring to himself as king.
这边就稍微提一下，这个这是这个经节呢是少数圣经里面少数几处耶稣自己称自己为王。
But what we see is the blessing that we will receive on that day.
但我们看到的是那天我们会领受到了福气。
The church will inherit the kingdom that he has prepared for us since the foundation of the world.
这个教会呢会承受那从创世以来就为我们准备的。
Last week we established what the kingdom of God is. Okay.
上礼拜我们讲到神的国是什么样的。
And the kingdom of God is God's sovereign rule, His kingly reign. That's what the kingdom of God is.
神国就是这国度是神掌权治理的一个国度。
So this is what it's going to look like. Most church fathers in history, okay, most church fathers in history, most tradition, and more importantly, even scripture says that seems to indicate that at this time when Jesus, when he comes up, he'll gather his people, and then we'll come back down, and there'll be a reign here on earth.
历史上一些教父还有传统。更重要的是这个圣经本身内容呢都在表示就是似乎都表示这个耶稣下来的时候要把他的子民带到天上去。
So, church Christians who will be raised from the dead at this point, there'll be those who are in their graves who will be raised out, okay? Will be raised out and brought up. I mean, what a scene this is going to be.
这时候呢，那些已经死掉埋葬的人那些基督徒呢，会被坟墓里面提起来，这是一个很特别的景象。
And then those who are born in the Spirit, those who are Christians who are living at the time, you know, not everyone will pass away, not everyone will experience the physical death. At that time, those who are living will also be brought up into the air, like just brought up as Jesus is coming down, will be brought up with him.
那时候在世上活着基督徒呢耶稣 就会被提到在空中与耶稣聚集在一起。
And then we will come down with Jesus and reign with him for 1,000 years.
那时候那他们与耶稣呢这些人就会再降到地上来跟耶稣一同作王治理这个世界1000年。
Some say it's a literal 1,000 years, others say, no, it's just it's just symbolic for a very long time. We'll be here on earth, and we'll reign with Jesus.
这个有人说这一千年就是字面上讲一千年。有人说这是一个代表一个非常的长的时间，要在地上做王。
Church, I want to let you know that there is within the church, there's some variations of this view. This is called the premillennial view. It's what most, you know, again, like church fathers believe. This is kind of the sequence that will happen.
这个是教会对这个不同各教会对这个有不同的解释，但是这是基本上就是说这个时间上是这样发生的。
But can we hang here just for a moment? Can we just think about what it will look like just for 1,000 years for us, Jesus here reigning, like we're reigning here on earth with Jesus. Jesus is here.
想想看，这个我们会在这个世界上一千年，治理这个世界，这个耶稣呢，在这边跟我们一起，带我们一起治理这个世界。
It means we won't have any presidential elections anymore. You know, we don't have to worry about any. We won't have any phone calls, any advertisements, no stuff on the radio, no people calling anymore. We don't need a president anymore. No presidential elections, so we don't have to worry about that.
所以我们不会有总统的大选，也不会有人打电话给你要选谁，或者这些挂电视上广告，或者这些广告竞选广告，通通没有了。
So we don't have time to go further into. I mean, I know if you want to read more about this millennial, this thousand-year reign, you can look in Revelations 20. Revelations 20, that's where it's at.
如果你还想知道更多这个一千年的。做千禧年一千年的治理神的治理那你们要去读启示录20章。
But what is interesting is as Jesus is telling the 12 about his return, he switches gears and seems to talk about something that is almost unrelated, like almost the disciples are like, what are you talking about?
这个时候呢就想到耶稣正在讲着对这个十二门徒讲说将来他要再来的时候的事情突然间他转了话题好像跟这个前面讲的一点关系都没有。
The king will say, verse 35, for I was hungry and you fed me. I was thirsty and you gave me a drink. I was a stranger and you invited me into your home. I was naked and you gave me clothing. I was sick and you cared for me. I was in prison and you visited me.
在三十五节开始说，因为我王说，因为我饿了，你们给我吃；渴了，你们给我喝；我做客旅，你们留我住；我赤身肉体，你们给我穿；我病了，你们看顾我；我在监里，你们来看我。
There's a key word there in verse 35. It says it's the word for, okay?
有个很重要的字眼在35节，这个因为这两个这个词。
It's a small but very powerful word.
这个很简单的很小的一个字，很小的，但是呢，那个带出来的是非常强而有力的。
Because it explains why the church is inheriting the kingdom.
因为它解释了为什么这个教会会承受神的国。
Why are they inheriting the kingdom? It says, because I was hungry and you fed me. I was thirsty and you gave me a drink.
为什么教会可以承受神的国？因为我饿的时候你们给我吃，我渴的时候你们给我喝。
And the righteous ones, the church, are surprised. They have this surprise reaction of those who are inheriting the kingdom.
但是这个教会或者那些义人就是非常就是说有点就是说意外，怎么会得到承受这个国。
Says verse 37, then these righteous ones will reply, Lord, this is a feeling of just surprise. Lord, when did we ever see you hungry and feed you? Or thirsty and give you something to drink?
这些义人37章讲了这些37节讲这些义人就非常意外就回答说主啊我们什么时候见你饿了给你吃渴了给你喝
When did we ever see you as a stranger and showed you had the chance to show you hospitality?
什么时候我们看到你做客旅留你住或者你赤身肉体我们给你穿
When did we ever have the chance to clothe you? When did we ever see you sick or visit you in prison? We never did that.
我什么时候看到你病了或者是你在被关在监狱里面我们从来没有见过这个事情
And the king says, I tell you the truth, if you did it to one of the least of my brothers and sisters, you are doing it to me.
王就回答说我实在告诉你们这些事你们既坐在我弟兄中最小的一个身上就是坐在我身上了
So if you have a heart for Jesus, if you like love him, you know, if you want to love on Jesus tangibly, if you're like, I want to love him.
我们心想要爱，你的心想要爱耶稣，你想要跟耶稣的心一样，有一个方法，就是你要怎么样去表示这个耶稣的爱。
One way that you can do that, one way that you can show Jesus' love is to minister to the church, to the brothers and sisters, people in this room. That's how you show Jesus' love. When you love on a brother and sister in this church, when you minister to them, it's like you're loving Jesus.
一个方式是表现这个神的爱，就是在教会里面，你们可以去为服侍其他弟兄姐妹，去爱其他弟兄姐妹，这就是神的心了。
But it's interesting. The righteous ones are surprised, and it reveals something about the nature of their ministry. When they're loving brothers and sisters, when they're feeding those, and they're surprised, it reveals something about the nature of their ministry.
这些义人非常意外，他们这个有一个反映出这个这个神的本质，这个神爱的本质。他们去照顾或服侍其他弟兄姐妹，反映出一个本质。
They weren't feeding the hungry and ministering to the sick and visiting those in prison so that they could have inherit the kingdom of God. That wasn't the case. They weren't thinking in their minds like, oh, we need to make sure we care for those who are hungry. We put clothes on those who are naked. We visit those in prison so that we can inherit the kingdom of God.
他们不是为了要进天国，所以呢，去服侍这些病人，去服侍这些探望这些监狱里面的人，去爱这些人，不是的。他们不是为了要进天堂，所以他们不是努力先做些事情，为了要进天国。
No, instead, all of those things, all of those ministries that they do, when you love brothers and sisters in the church, it is the evidence. It is the evidence that you belong to Him, that you are one of the sheep.
你们去爱去服侍或者爱弟兄姐妹，就是这样子。 是一个证明说你已经是属于他的人了。
You see what happens is when Jesus comes back, he'll look into your hearts, he'll see like, oh, you know what I do? I recognize my heart that's in you. And when you have my heart, what will happen when you have my heart is that you will automatically care for one another. You will care for one another. You will care for brothers and sisters in the church. It'll be a natural expression of you living inside of me.
耶稣来看到我们的时候，他看到他说我们的心在他的心在我们里面，他说他就会看到我们自然会去爱其他的弟兄姐妹，去照顾其他弟兄姐妹，服侍其他弟兄姐妹。
Again, like what we learn in 1 John, one of the expressions of knowing that you are born again and knowing you're a Christian is that you, if you love your brother and you love your sisters, and if you give to them, if you're generous to them, if you show grace to them, merciful to them, if you share their burdens, you know.You know that you know that you're a Christian.
约翰讲到说你如果你是基督徒，你自然会去爱其他的弟兄姐妹，会去服侍其他弟兄姐妹。
And church, when I realize that this is the expression of God's heart, I can see it. I can see it in you. I can see it in our church. I can see His heart being expressed.Through you, and I can see it in the church, the church at large around us.
这个我看到这个这个神的心的一个表现，我可以看到弟兄姐妹们在我们在教会里面，我可以看到你这个神的爱的神的心的表现已经在我们教会里面显示出来了。
It's happening because I know that many in our culture today.Like to talk down about the church, like to say all the faults the church has, the church, meaning the church at large. I know a lot of people say, the church is not doing anything, the church is not acting, the church is not expressing love. And I know we can grow. The church, I'm not saying, I'm saying like the church, big C church.
讲到这个普世的教会有很多缺点，很多人在批评说这个教会这个普世的教会这个教各教会有些没有爱，有些没有服事，没有事工。
But I'm telling you, I also see it. When we read this passage, I see the church. I see the church doing this.、Mm-hmm.
但是我在读这些经文的时候，我也看到我们有的教会是这样做的。
Let me see.Randy Johnson, Pastor Randy Johnson. Many of you don't know him, but many of you do know Pastor Randy Johnson. Okay.
我看到这个Randy Johnson 牧师很多人认识 Randy Johnson 但是有些人不认识。
He was the youth director here at OCC many years ago.
多年前，他是我们奥克兰华人教会的青少年牧师。
And now he ministers at the River Church in Holly, Michigan.
他现在是这个密西根Holly离这边大概三四十迈的一个教会的一个牧师。
I meet with Randy from time to time, and he'll share with me some of the you know just some of the ministry, some of what's going on with his life, some of the ministries at the church there.
我有时候会跟他见面，那他会告诉我他现在做什么，他怎么样在带领他的教会做什么事情。
Some of the brothers.There at the church, will go to the prisons here in Michigan, and they'll go down to the prisons in Ohio, and they'll minister to the prisoners, you know, the inmates there.
他的教会里面呢，有些弟兄呢，他们会到这个密西根的监狱，还有一些人到俄亥俄州的监狱，那他们去监狱里面去做囚犯的事工。
And what they do is they go into the prisons and they'll use like.They use like rock music. They will use sports, a sports ministry. They even have like a motorcycle ministry. I don't know how that works in prison. If you drive your motorcycle around the prison, or you just look at the motorcycle, I don't know.
他们呢？这些弟兄呢？到用热门音乐，有时候是用运动，还有时候用摩托车去跟他们建立关系搭桥，但是我也不晓得摩托车在监狱里面怎么弄，因为在摩托车监狱里面可以让你骑摩托车吗
？But what they do all of that to develop relationships, to connect with the people there. They just want to have a human touch. They want to reflect. They want to bring God's heart into the prison.
他们呢就是用这些方式呢去跟他们建立关系然后把那个神的心带到他们中间去。
For the church will say, Lord, when did we visit you in prison?
这个圣经上讲说这些义人说神神啊我们什么时候做了这些事情在你身上呢
?And I'll say, when you ministered, when you, church, when you went over to that prison and you were loving on them, you were loving on me.
这个神说当你们去挤到监狱里面你们去看望这些最小的弟兄的时候那你就是坐在我身上了。
Michael Goddard. Michael Goddard is another brother that I met a couple of years ago.
这个有另外一个人我两年前我遇到的叫做Michael Goddard.
He's a chaplain for Oakland County Police Department.
他是奥克兰郡的警察局的一个牧师。
But being a chaplain is only a part of his ministry.
这个牧师呢只是他部分的时间的工作。
A great part of his ministry is he, what he does is he goes into to the hospital, McLaren at Pontiac. He just goes there daily, almost daily.
他大部分的时间呢是到到一个医院去，在Pontiac一家叫McLaren 的医院，他每天几乎每天都去。
And he goes from room to room, floor to floor, and he offers to be with them, be with those who are sick, and he prays.He just prays for them.
他去的时候就走遍每一层楼每一个房间去看那些在那边的时候呢他跟那些病人陪伴那些病人为他们祷告。
He says, when I go into a hospital room, I want to give them a couple things. I want to give them my presence. I want to be with them. And I want to pray for them.
他说我到那边去跟他们在一起的时候我给他们两样东西。第一个是我跟他们陪伴他们第二个是我为他们祷告。
And he and that's what he trains people to do. He's like, whenever I train people, because it's not just me, it's like I have other brothers and sisters, and I'll train them in those two things, presence and prayer.
他说我也训练这是我训练一些人做同工。那他说我就是这样训练他们，我训练他们两件事情，第一件事情陪伴他们，第二件事情是祷告。
And then he always smiles at me and he says, you know, I'm always looking for people.If anyone in your church, if there's anyone in your church who would like to be a part of this ministry of just praying for the sick, of visiting people, he's like, send them my way because I would love to have them. I would love to train them. I would love for people to join me in this ministry.
他笑着对我说，他说啊，我一直在找人，我需要同工，所以我你们的教会要是有人愿意陪伴人，愿意祷告的话，我欢迎他们加入我们。我需要很多人。
And God expresses, I see it in you, God expresses His heart. I see it in our church. I see it in amongst you.
神的表现神的心的表现我看到在我们教会里面有了。
I know that the brothers and sisters in the church, when someone is sick, our church will go, people from our church will go and visit, will go and pray.
我看到我们教会的弟兄姐妹有时候去看到有人生病了会去探访他们，会为他们祷告。
I will not forget, even when Sarah and I early on many years ago when we were having, you know, having kids, having children, like much of the church would come and visit us and drop food, you know, like give us food, you know, and it was a real blessing. It was a true blessing.
所以其实我自己也是一样。当我们有小孩生新小孩baby 的时候，那教会的弟兄姐妹就来探望，也给我们带东吃的给我们。我非常觉得非常有就是说有福气。
I see and hear our church not only praying for the people within our church, but I see our church and hear our church praying for brothers and sisters outside of our own church family.
我们的弟兄姐妹不只为我们教会里面的人去祷告，也我们的我也听到，我看到也听到我们教会的弟兄姐妹为我教会外面的人祷告。
Okay, but what about those who are outside the church? Okay, what about those who are outside the church?
我讲到这个外面的人，就是教会外面的人。
Surely, when Randy goes to the prison. He's not just going, I'd like to just meet with all the Christians here, all the brothers and sisters. That church is going to minister to everyone there.
我想到 Randy Johnson, 牧师 Randy Johnson, 他去监狱的时候, 他不会是说只要探望这些基督徒, 他的弟兄跟他一起去的时候是为监狱里面每一个人去服侍。
Michael Goddard, when he goes to ministers to the sick, he prays more than just for believers.
Michael Goddard 牧师呢，他去医院探访的时候呢，他也是为所有人为非基督徒祷告。
The Apostle Paul wrote this. He's like, therefore, as we have opportunity, he's writing to the church in Galatia. He says, therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially those belonging to the family of believers.
所以保罗写了在加拉太书里面写了，所以有机会就当向众人行善，向信徒一家的人更当这样。
So of course, whenever we express the Spirit of the Lord in us, His heart, of course, express it to the to your brothers and sisters here at the church and the church at large, of course.
所以是的，我们有这个，我们要为所有人行善。那特别，我们也要为就是教会里面的人。是的，是这样子。
But let us do good to all people. Let it be that the church is so radiant, so full of love that it's like, no, we have some to give. We can spare more. We can love you too.
所以我们呢，事实上，我们是可以对所有的人，对外面的人，所有人都这样子，因为我们教会是一个荣耀神教会，会发光的教会，我们去可以把我们的爱给外面所有的人。These,
of course, that I shared with you, these are just a few examples of the church expressing that new life. When we talk about the new life, when we look at Easter and we're like, yeah, you're a new creation. These are an expression of that new life in us.
这我们刚刚讲的，这是只是一些例子，就是教会可以让我们呢有神的心在我们里面可以表现出来。
These are just expressions. Church, this is just examples. These aren't the only way. There are an abundance of opportunities for us if our eyes are open, if we minister to one another, minister to other brothers and sisters outside the church. There are abundance of opportunities.
但是这些呢，不止在教会里面，我们有无限的机会，有非常多的机会，我们可以在教会里面服侍弟兄姐妹，也可以服侍更多的人。And
in a few minutes, we're going to give you an invitation, okay, an invitation to be a part of just one opportunity to express the church expressing this new life in us, expressing God's heart.
等一下，我们会有一个邀请。 是邀请大家可以来把这个神的心能够彰显出来。Specifically
expressing God's heart to those who hunger and to those who thirst. Okay?
特别是把这个神的心呢，对那些饥饿的、渴的人来表现出来。Lord
God, we give thanks to you that you've given us a new spirit. And that you opened our eyes, you opened our minds, you opened our hearts, and God, I pray that we would be full of your Spirit, that you'd fill the church. That when we think of communion, when we look at communion, we look at what you've done on the cross for us. That our lives would be so full of thanksgiving. That our lives would be so we would remember so much blessing that we have. That it would overflow out of us. And I pray, Lord, that you would flow through us. That blessing that you've given to us, it would flow through us. First into our families, to our husbands, to our wives, to our families, to our church family, and then to our community, and then to the world around us. God, I pray that we would not just intellectually assent to the empty tomb and this new life, but we would like live it out, that we would express it out. So that the world can see you, have a clear picture of your goodness, of your loving kindness, of your glory, of your provision. I give thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.
You guys stand as we sing this last song.